Update, 11 p.m. A local state of emergency has been declared due to the Whalen Creek wildfire in the Ellison area. According to the Central Okanagan Emergency Operations, CORD, evacuation orders and alerts have been updated despite the blaze being considered held. BC Wildfire is reporting the blaze is an estimated 4.31 hectares in size and projected, based on fuel and weather conditions and resource availability, to remain within the current perimeter, control line or boundary. The following 7 addresses remain on evacuation order. 5250 Dead Pine Drive, 4875 Rockface Road, 4883 Rockface Road, 5125 Rockface Road, 5200 Rockface Road, 5335 Rockface Road, 5500 Rockface Road. There are 106 addresses on evacuation alert and those residents should be ready to leave their homes at a moment's notice, stated CORD. 4591 to 4593 Anderson Road. All addresses on Bata Forest Services Road. All addresses on Booth Road. All addresses on Dead Pine Drive except 5250. 4475-6025 Farmers Drive. All addresses on Langley Court. All addresses on Monahan Drive. 4777-4780, 4851, 4860, 4862, 4870 on Rockface Road. All addresses on Sierra Drive. All addresses on Twin Creek Place. All addresses on Upper Booth Road. All addresses on Upper Booth Road North. 5173-5176 Whitetail Road. Those on alert should do the following. Locate all family members and designate a meeting area outside the evacuation area, should an evacuation order be called while separated. Pack essential items such as government-issued ID, medications, eyeglasses, valuable papers, e.g. insurance, credit, and mortgage information, immediate care needs for dependents and, if time and space permit, keepsakes for quick departure. Prepare to move disabled persons, children and/or neighbors, if assistance is needed. Prepare to take pets with you and move livestock to a safe area, if possible. Arrange transportation for all your household members. Fill the gas tanks of personal vehicles. If transportation assistance is needed, call 250-469-8590. Arrange accommodation for all members of the residence, if possible. Wait for an evacuation order to be issued before evacuating. Monitor cordemergency.ca for information on evacuation orders and the location of reception centers. RCMP continue to patrol the evacuation zones. An emergency support services, S, reception, muster center is set up at Beasley Community Center, 3450 Woodsdale Road in Lake Country. S volunteers will be available until 11 p.m. to help affected residents. Update, 7:20 p.m. According to Karen Miller with the District of Lake Country, there are about 10 evacuees at the Beasley Community Center. While the fire is still being held, it is recommended that those who have been evacuated or are close to the evacuation area register online at www.cordemergency.ca. Update, 7:10 p.m. The Whalen Creek wildfire is now being held. In an update from BC Wildfire Service, the blaze is now 4.31 hectares in size, after getting a more accurate reading of the blaze. According to Fire Information Officer Callie Messman, BC Wildfire is assisting local departments with 3 initial attack crews, 2 helicopters and a 20-unit crew. Air tankers were on the scene earlier but have since completed their objectives. The blaze is burning at a rank 2 to 3 surface fire, with a slow to moderate spread and infrequent candling. Update, 6:37 p.m. The Whalen Creek wildfire burning in the Ellison area above the Kelowna International Airport is now at an estimated 6 hectares. The blaze was first discovered Sunday afternoon and is believed to be human-caused. All residents located on Rockface Road, Upper Booth and Farmers Drive are asked to evacuate the area immediately. Evacuees can go to the Emergency Social Services Muster Center at the Beasley Community Center at 3450 Woodsdale Road in Lake Country. Update, 5:50 p.m. RCMP are conducting tactical evacuations in the area of Rockface Road, Upper Booth Road, and Dead Pine Road. Those living in the surrounding area are asked to prepare for possible evacuation. Multiple fire departments and BC Wildfire are working to contain the blaze, which is currently burning uphill toward Postal Lake and several other nearby lakes that have cabins and campsites. Kelowna RCMP are advising the public in those areas above Ellison to leave as a precaution. Although it is not yet known whether the fire will reach the lakes, there are limited access roads for evacuation from the surrounding forested areas, said Corporal Ryder Birtwistle. Emergency services will not allow members of the general public into the evacuation zone. BC Wildfire is listing the blaze as human-caused. Power is out to more than 1,000 FortisBC customers in the area above Old Vernon Road. Kelowna Riding Club has offered to take in horses for those who are evacuating from the Ellison area. Update 5:40 p.m. Kelowna International Airport has closed its operations due to the Whalen Creek wildfire. All arrivals and departures are currently suspended. Update 5:30 p.m. Beasley Community Center in Lake Country has been set up for evacuees of the Whalen Creek fire in Kelowna's Ellison area. Rockface Road, Upper Booth and Farmers Drive have been evacuated. The blaze remains at 2 hectares. Tactical evacuations are underway on Rockface Road, Upper Booth and Farmers Drive. Evacuees are able to gather at the Beasley Community Center at 3450 Woodsdale Road in Lake Country. https://t.co/t1sit22oyapic.twitter.com/gurki9nvk Central OK Emergency. @co_emerg, July 7, 2025. Update 5 p.m. A wildfire in Kelowna is now estimated at 2 hectares according to BC Wildfire Service. The blaze at Rockface Road sparked around 3:30 p.m. A number of properties in the area have been evacuated. Smoke is rising from a wildfire in Ellison, near the Kelowna International Airport. The fire sparked at approximately 3:30 p.m. on July 6, BC. Wildfire Service, along with multiple fire departments from across the area, are responding to the blaze. The fire is located along Rockface Road with tactical evacuations underway. Booth Road is closed. The cause of the fire is not yet known. The blaze is being fought by ground and air. More to come.